Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jay here from Stretford Paddock, that's Joe Smith. Manchester United 2, Everton 0, an emphatic win for Manchester United. Absolutely dominated the game. One for the history books. That is probably the best performance I've ever seen by any Manchester United side since I've been supporting the club. I mean, it was absolutely Fergie-esque, wasn't it? Listen, all joking aside, a win is a win. We needed a win, we got it. But that isn't a game that I'm going to be looking back with any fond memories of. After today, I don't think I'll ever think about this game again, to be honest with you. It was pretty boring, wasn't it?
Yeah, games like that make me worry for the rest of the season, though, because I think it was such a all that matters is the result and everything else is shocking that we're going to play against teams whose mindset isn't the same as that. Yeah. We were lucky today that Everton sort of agreed that we'll just see what we can do. We'll probably stay up anyway because there's probably three teams worse than us. We don't fancy ourselves at all because we never win at Old Trafford. Like, Everton looked a beaten team from the start to me. Yeah. I mean, first 10 minutes they looked pretty good, but as soon as we got that goal, and it was sloppy defending by Tarkowski that gave it away, Everton kind of fell in. But when we Liverpool next week, they're going for a quadruple, their little quadruple. They're fighting to prove that this manager is one of the best managers of all time by trying to win every trophy available to him. They'll smash us to bits. If like we've got Arsenal again in a few weeks as well, haven't we? They'll smash us. Like, we're playing like everyone just agrees that we're just getting to the end of the season, right? Everyone didn't agree with that. And when we played Fulham a couple of weeks ago, when they actually tried to win, they beat us. City beat us comfortably in the end because, you know, we got one goal and sat back and it wasn't enough. And today, yes, it's a 2-0 win. But other than two penalties, which were just stupidity from Everton, just, you know, players not in hugely dangerous areas getting fouled for no real reason, United were shocking.
No.
We can't pass the ball 10 yards. We can't play out from the back. We can't keep the ball. Onana, when he gets given the ball, he looks up. If there's a short pass on, he'll make it. Then it'll come back to him. There's no pass on. I've got to go long. That repeated itself time and time and time again. Garnacho looked dangerous at times. Rashford never looked dangerous. Bruno never looked dangerous. Casemiro couldn't stop giving the ball away. Kobbie Mainoo looked knackered. Like, Victor Lindelof at left back was poor. Like, Rafael Varane in the first half couldn't stop giving the ball away. I forgot Scott McTominay was even playing until I'm seeing a highlight now of him running off the ball. He barely did anything. Like, I don't know what's going on. And it just, you get to a point where there's so much turmoil at United, and some of it's sort of good turmoil. Maybe you could call it change rather than turmoil if you want to be positive about it. With what's going on off the pitch, new stadium, new owners, new impetus, new sort of drive, new directive, everything. But on the pitch, it's the same old shit we've seen for a decade, where it looks like this performance to me, and we won, so obviously you're not going to get sacked after that, but you look like you've got a team of players who sort of know this manager's not going to be here next season, so if we only try 70%, you know, what does it really matter? That Liverpool game next week might be a bloodbath if we don't change our ways. And the Liverpool game at Anfield this season, United played well, but if that game got repeated 10 times, we'd lose more than we drew. And we only just got a draw in that game. I think that I don't see how we win next week. And I think games like this today just go to show that it was the team who was less shit won. Neither team looked good, but United were slightly less shit because we didn't give away stupid penalties for no reason. That's the only reason we won today. And I don't want to be negative. I like being positive. I like, you know, being sort of faithful to my team and to the players and to the manager and all that. But I don't know how you can be with performances like that. It was so poor from start to finish.
Yeah, well, get involved in the comments and let us know what you think. Make sure you're hitting that like button as well. And if you've not done so far, subscribe to the channel, please. Yeah, it wasn't a good performance by any stretch of the imagination. United started off badly and barely got any better. I think Alejandro Garnacho was obviously the difference in the first half, winning those two penalties. We're just watching the second one. I was just seeing the second one there. Maybe even could have had a third. I think it was Branthwaite who handled
Mikulenko.
Keep getting them two mixed up. Sorry, Mikulenko who handled it when he went to cross it. So, I mean, yeah, you just saw two teams out and who weren't really at the top of the game. Just one team is a lot worse than the other, in my opinion. But it wasn't all. I don't want to be too negative. I get it. I get your point. I agree with it all. I thought Garnacho in the first half did well. I thought Johnny Evans did very well. And I thought Andre Onana did pretty well as well. So I think there are enough, sort of, there was enough quality there amongst certain players for us to get over the line. Bruno gets himself into the history books by scoring more penalties for Manchester United than any other player in history. So well done to him.
Good lad.
It's weird though, isn't it? Because we talk about Marcus Rashford. His second goal in two games. Yet, I think there's more questions than answers for him in both those games. And I think, you know, it's mad that you think you score a worldie in the derby and then you score the week after it against Everton in a 2-0 win. And yet, I've seen it already. People going, you know, Marcus again, not great. What's going on? The usual sort of criticisms that we hear levelled at him, getting levelled at him again today. Mm. There's other players that didn't play well. I'm not just singling him out, but he's a player that's under the spotlight. And before the game, I said I wanted to see Casemiro, Marcus and Bruno step up. And if I'm being brutally honest, I don't think any of them did.
No.
I mean, what are the comments saying?
Yeah, Daniel Berry says, why is Lindelof at left back when he'd be more comfortable at right back? Because then you've got to play two players out of position. At least if you play Dallow at right back, Lindelof at left back, you've got a centre back playing left back and a right back playing right back. Otherwise, you've got a right back playing left back and a centre back playing right back. I think he's gone for the, let me keep as many people in their preferred position as possible. But I don't think Victor Lindelof's great at right back either. Yeah, Rashford is a confusing one. I think we aren't going to see anything different out of Rashford between now and the end of the season. I think the hope of seeing last year's Rashford is reserved for August. I honestly can't see him turning it around this season. Obviously, he's not going to get 30 goals between now and then, but just in terms of his performances, it's not going to happen.
Do you know, I
do you think it might?
I think when Rasmus Højlund comes back, he might get his mojo back a little bit. I thought we've seen the best sort of spell from Marcus when those three, Garnacho, Højlund and Rashford, played together. And I'm hoping that when Højlund comes back into the team, I just think he's such a better number nine, Rasmus Højlund.
Yeah,
and Marcus is so much better on that left-hand side. And those three together look like they finally clicked. It was happening. They were all getting amongst the goals, all getting assists. We were winning football matches. There seems to be something happening with the three of them. And then once Højlund gets injured, it all goes out the window because then you've got Marcus down the middle, which is in his best position. I'm not making excuses for him, it's just not. And you've got, is it Bruno? Or at times, like McTominay was part of the front three at times. Other times it was Bruno. So I don't know. Maybe it's more hope than expectation. I still feel like once Rasmus Højlund comes back into this team, those three, as a three, could prove effective again. But in terms of performances, it hasn't been great for Marcus. And I think today, I did see some traits that I liked from him. He did track back a little bit more. But on the whole, I don't think it was a good performance. And when I'm looking at our best performances today, I wouldn't put him in that bracket at all. And I thought out of the two of him and Garnacho, I thought Garnacho was a lot more direct, a lot more effective, and seemed to have a little bit more sort of a little bit more quality on the ball as well. I know Garnacho could be frustrating and his final ball and his decision making wasn't great, but I thought it was a little bit better than Marcus Rashford's.
Yeah.
Is there any argument you feel to be made that, okay, we weren't great, but sometimes when you're in a game, especially when you've sort of weathered the early storm, you've got a couple of goals, you're up against opposition where the port, sometimes they sort of drag you down to that level where you're thinking, you can get away with this.
Yeah.
You can get away with not that we're up against dross. If we give the ball, like, I'm not saying deliberate giveaway, but you're getting away with it because they haven't got the quality. And sometimes that can just creep into your play and your psyche as well. You're just thinking, you know what, it's only Everton, we're all right, don't worry about it. And okay, they had some chances, but they didn't have any sitters. They didn't have anything where I go, oh, he's got a score there. Not that I can remember anyway, unless I'm misremembering. A lot of it was sort of a couple of balls across the box where maybe they could have got an end of it. Shots from distance that were straight at Andre Onana. There was a couple of headers that went over. Sometimes you can sort of get into that mode of almost lowering yourselves to their level. So I'm hoping, again, this is more hope, that maybe there's a little element of that. I think I expect, and we have to raise our levels for the Liverpool game. I'm praying to God that Rasmus Højlund's back for that game.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be too soon for Lisandro Martinez. But if we can get Rasmus Højlund in, that is a big boost for me for that game, because I just feel that the front three especially, he's so vital to us, especially where, the way he was playing just before he got injured. What are the comments saying?
Yeah, we've got a few different comments. Just on that point about us dropping to the level of the opposition, we do that every week. we whoever we're playing against, we make it a tight one. It's a scrappy
game.
Saw it
at Forest, didn't you?
Yeah, we did it.
Forest didn't play well when we knocked them out of the cup.
We did it. I mean, we lost the game at Fulham, Luton. I thought as well. You end up watching every game. Obviously, the teams above us, we can't raise our levels, but we sort of match the level of the team we're playing against all the time. And every game becomes this close, scrappy, difficult game. We've got a quote from Ten Hag, and I get into some comments as well, so get your comments in and get in the chat as well. Ten Hag said, "We defended very well. If you see the XG, it's much higher than Everton's." Part of that is true. United's is 2.5 and theirs is 1.5. But the other part of that is a large portion of our XG came from the fact that we've had two penalties, which obviously does count as XG, but it's not creating chances, is it? It's getting fouled in the box. Like the first area where Garnacho gets fouled, there's no chance of United scoring or even having a shot from there. It's just stupidity. The second one was more dangerous. He was driving toward the box. But this isn't XG that United created organically. It's XG that's come from the fact that we've had two penalties. And again, I hate to argue with Ten Hag, and I think he's a good coach, but you look at the expected goals if you take the penalties away, which we had those penalties and we scored them, and that's why we won the game, so you can't just take them away. But United's is we made 1 XG ourselves in open play, and Everton made 1.5. So it is a little bit closer than I think, factoring in those two penalties, which weren't, you know, if someone was about to siphon the ball in from a yard out and they get tucked out, you go, fair enough, that's similar. But the penalties that they gave away, the first one in particular, Garnacho's out the side of the box, you know, sort of 6 yards out. It's not a chance, is it? It's the XG was given to us by Everton. Sorry, I'm being so negative. I
understand it, and I get it. And we've said that this wasn't a good performance. It wasn't a good win. I think if I'm going to be kind to United, I'll say, look, especially when you've got a two-goal cushion relatively early, it's easy to fit into that mindset of, we're all right here, we're okay. There's not as much urgency. There's not as much drama.
Yeah,
you're looking at Everton giving the ball away themselves constantly, and you're thinking, you must know as well, like, these aren't very good.
Yeah.
Like this, and I understand all that. But I just think, as a spectacle, just to sit here and watch that game of football for 90 minutes, it was a hard watch. It really was. And there's an element of, okay, I always expect Eric Ten Hag to defend his players or stick up for himself. He does that when we lose. He'll say, oh, it was a great performance. And he's certainly going to do that after a win. And I think a lot of the shots, like I said earlier, were just shots from distance and shots that Andre Onana was just literally stood there and he caught it. He didn't even have to, like, you know, overexert himself to make a save. I just feel that for a team that's under pressure and under caution and getting questioned, that performance, the result will alleviate some pressure, but that performance won't. I don't think anyone's looking at performance going, well, we've finally dusted off the cobwebs from the derby. I think there's still a little bit of, like, we're still not looking great. There's still question marks about our play. There's still question marks about what the actual style is. And we've just seen a team that are really bad in Everton come here and we've made a bit of a dog's dinner of it.
Yeah. We've got some super chats. Shane Gates says, the manager might not be here, but with the structure coming in that has actual football and knowledge, how can the players think that they would be fine? Kaz Mofo says, can't keep the ball, giving it away. Then the opposition controls the ball, yet they can't score either. Hard to watch from both sides. Will Tor says, clean sheet at least. What's our goal difference? Beautiful. A beautiful zero. Yeah, let's look at some positives. It's a win for United and a much-needed win after the Fulham and City games. I think getting a win of any description is massive, because if we couldn't really be going into that Liverpool game losing three in a row or losing two, drawing this game or whatever. We needed a win to just get a little bit of momentum. And we're sort of riding out the storm of we've got all these injuries again, and you know we're still managing to win the game, which is a good sign. And for me, that's pretty much it in terms of positives. I think some level of a step in the right direction before the Liverpool game. But I don't know. I just feel like I kind of expect it now a little bit, which is a shame. But we just need to see more from United, don't we? And I hate this cycle of we only have one good spell under a manager. Like with Solskjaer, that spell lasted for sort of, you know, a good chunk of time, a couple of years of playing pretty well. Under Jose, we had sort of pretty much, you know, one good year. Under Ten Hag, we've had one good year. And then it drops off. And so far, under all these managers, under Moyes, it never get going in the first place. Under Van Gaal, it never comes back. it never goes dip, and then actually look, they've grown again. So far, we see we have a good little. We start off poor or whatever. Then he builds a team, but we have a good season. Then it goes to shit. The manager gets sacked, and we start again. I think like I just want a bit of reason to believe that this could turn around, and unfortunately, the last 10 years hasn't given me much belief for that.
No, I agree. I am worried about the visit of Liverpool. I'm worried about us getting knocked out of the FA Cup and the season being pretty much over. But we've given ourselves a fighting chance of getting into those Champions League spaces, places even. It's not going to be easy, but yep. Villa and Spurs have got to play each other, so there's one little sort of bonus as well. We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you, everyone, for got involved in the comments and the chat. Make sure as well, if you're not doing already, you are subscribing to the channel and hit that like button as well. We're going to be hearing, I think, in fact, is that him yet? Andy Tate's going to be here. He's going to give us his take. He's coming from Old Trafford, so we'll get his take on it as well. Plus, there's all the other good videos on the channel, so make sure you don't miss out on any of that stuff. That's been Joe Smith. Go and check him out on the Sloppy Joe's podcast. You know where to find me. This has been a review. Manchester United, worst win ever. Might be a contender, but it's 3 points. That's all that matters. Thanks for watching. Sports Social Podcast Network.